Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever lack of confidence I had prior to stepping into this pulpit was removed by listening to the singing of this past hymn. Jesus is indeed our confidence in all that we do and say. And so I would share with you today some words from the Old Testament reading appointed for this Sunday from the prophet Isaiah, one of the servant songs, the 50th chapter, the 4th and 5th verses. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him that is weary. Morning by morning he wakens. He wakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, and I turned not backward. This is our text. My dear friends in Christ, I want to introduce you to someone this afternoon whom you already know, Jesus the Christ, who is the servant of servants. He speaks to us this afternoon and enables us to be perpetual servants with open ears and prepared tongues. Open ears ready to be taught and prepared tongues to proclaim the word of Christ to the weary. So today we have gathered in this place, a house of God, to hear what he has to say to us and prepare us for what we are as a people of God. Considering ourselves servants, servants of that Lord Christ who made himself a servant that we might have life. The servant, first of all, awakens our ear. He awakens our ear to hear as those who are taught. And to those of you who are new students and returning students, I introduce to you other servants, because as you awaken each day with your ears prepared as one of those to be taught, you will be taught by servants. Servants who will share with you all the great gifts that God has instilled in their lives and the knowledge that is theirs to help you in preparation for being perpetual servants. These servants are indeed just that. Beneath all of the academic paraphernalia that you see today, beat the hearts of servants, because in them dwells the Christ who was a servant of all and who has made them servants of all and who have devoted their lives to sharing what they are and what they know and growing with you as you grow in that Christ, the servant of all. By our baptisms, Christ dwells in each and every one of us. Our sins have been washed away and we are made new creatures, and we are placed in that role of servanthood, the servanthood of Christ. The teaching of these servants to you will be a consistent teaching, because you will be reminded, as we all need to be reminded, of that word for the weary that is what we are here for. Our text for today talks about it in being morning by morning he wakens. He wakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. We are constantly reminded because we are being taught something that is worth remembering. And the terrible problem that we have as sinful human beings is we have that terrible tendency to forget. To forget not only the little things that may not matter, but to forget the important things that are central to all that we are as a people of God and as we share Christ with others. We need to be reminded of the good news of Christ because we have that tendency to forget. We're like the husband sitting at the breakfast table reading the paper in the morning, and wife comes downstairs and says, honey, I bet you don't know what today is. And he gets up from the table and slams the newspaper down and goes out the door and slams the door. And in going out the door, he says, I do too know what today is. An hour later, the doorbell rings, and here's a delivery of 12 long-stem red roses for the wife. Another hour later, the doorbell rings once more. 2 pounds of chocolate candy for the wife. And a third hour, doorbell rings. Here comes a delivery of a brand new dress for the wife. At night, the husband comes home from work, walks in the door, big grin on his face, and says to his wife, I bet you didn't think I remembered what today was. And she said to him, you know, I really didn't think you'd remember that today was Groundhog's Day. He forgot. We forget. We all forget. And that's what is a great ally of our enemy, the devil, the world, and our flesh. To make us forget who we are. To make us forget that we are indeed children of God and servants of Christ and servants of people. And so morning by morning, your ears will be awakened to the words of those who live that life and want to share that knowledge and their experience with you in your lives. It will be consistent with what they believe and what they teach, because we do forget and we need to be reminded. But that servant Jesus Christ not only gives us open ears, he gives us a tongue of one who has been taught. Because not only are we to be reminded of who we are and what we believe, we are indeed to repeat what we are and what we believe. Because just as much as the Word of God is worth remembering, it is also worth repeating. It is worth repeating because it is just like breathing. You just don't do it once and figure it's okay for the rest of the day. You repeat it because it's necessary for life. And the Word of God that comes into those open ears of one who is being taught is the Word of God that is worth repeating to those who haven't heard it, or who have heard it and turned it off, or shut their minds to it, or ignored it, or denied it, or disbelieve it. But it constantly needs to be on our lips as we share it with others, because it is the breath of life. It is the breath of life in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, the servant of servants, who teach servants, who go out to serve the servant. Because it is a word that helps us to sustain life. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him that is weary. My friends, there are a lot of weary people out there. There are a lot of weary people in here. We are a world of weary people who need to have a word of life to sustain us in our living. Food. Food for all of us, that we might indeed live to tell the story of Christ in our lives. There was once an elderly woman who had lived alone for many years. She decided she wanted a little companionship in the form of a pet of some kind. So she went down to the pet store and decided finally that she would like to have a parrot, because the parrot could talk to her and not just simply be there. And so she asked the pet store owner if he had a parrot that she could buy, and he picked one out for her, and she said, does this parrot talk? And the pet owner said, no, it doesn't talk, but I'm sure that you can teach it to talk. So the woman took the pet home, put it in its cage. 2 days later, kind of angrily, she came back to the pet shop, said to the owner, this parrot will not talk. I keep repeating things to it, and it doesn't talk. And the owner says, maybe it needs a little mirror, a mirror to put in the cage to see itself and maybe kind of talk to itself and learn. So the woman purchased the mirror, took it home. 2 days later, she's back in the owner's shop, angry as ever. This parrot will not talk. And the owner says, well, maybe he needs a swing to swing on, get a little excited about talking and looking in that mirror. So she buys a swing and takes it back and puts it in the cage. And 2 days later, She comes back just as angry, no word from the parrot. Maybe he needs a little parrot furniture. So they buy a little parrot furniture, take it back, put it in the cage. 2 days later, she comes back not only angry, but weeping. The parrot was dead. She told the owner of the shop that the parrot died. And the owner said, "Did he ever learn to say anything?" And the woman said, "Yes. His first and last words were, 'Don't they have any food down at that pet shop?'" I guarantee you that in this shop, where the servants of God are molded and formed, there is food. Plenty of food. It is food for life. It is food that is brought to you from those who have enjoyed that food on a daily basis for years, and you have enjoyed for years. And it is food that will sustain you and guide you as you live your lives and share that word to the weary. Because these servants before you and among you will point you to a cross that provides you with enough food to sustain the whole world and to save the whole world. The cross that suffering servant endured for each and every one of us. He endured it for a deaf Israel and for a deaf world that could not and would not hear him. He did it for us so that we might hear. So that as Jesus shared all that he was, he said, "You who have ears to hear, let him hear." They will point you to that cross. That cross that will be the center of all that you are and all that you will teach. A word and sacrament ministry that you are being prepared for. Prepared for as you gather around word and sacrament on a weekly, daily basis. And you see that cross visibly in many ways. But as you look at the liturgy of the church, you see the focus as you come in remembering your baptism with the invocation. As the sign of the cross is made by the pastor at the confession and absolution, that great office of the keys. At the sign of the cross is that meal is prepared for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith to remember the suffering servant who died for us all. And the last thing that you will see when you leave the church will be the sign of the cross at the benediction. And as it was given to the Aaronics, as it was given to know and to recognize, it simply meant that everything is as it should be. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. After all that we are and all that we have been, things are now as they should be. In your life, Christ living in you, and you can go out into a world with ears open and tongues prepared to share. Brothers and sisters in Christ, by the grace of God, we begin another academic year. We begin it as perpetual servants, with open ears, prepared tongues, and with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.